Hi, Bob.
Hello.
We can get started with Martine. Martine?
Sorry. Hey, Bob. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. So the signing of Mitch Moreland is official today. What are your thoughts just on adding a player of his caliber?
Yeah, we just keep adding good players. You know, obviously we were looking for some left-handed bats. We're, you know, if you look up and down our roster, maybe a little bit right-handed heavy. But to bring in another guy that has experience, who's just absolutely worn us out. I'm tired of watching him hit balls off that back wall in Oakland center field. So we're glad to have him. You know, he can pinch hit, he can DH. You know, obviously probably doesn't get a lot of time at first with Ole over there, but just another quality bat, veteran guy that just makes us a better team.
Matt?
It looked like he was out there and getting some work in today. How did he just look for you for a first impression?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's not a lot you gain from watching guys on the first day, especially off of live pitching. But, you know, we know enough about him to already have a pretty good opinion on him. He's a great guy. He just absolutely loves being here, like everybody that we've brought in. You know, these veteran guys coming to try to win. So I think that's the constant theme about guys like Romo and Rosenthal and, you know, Petit coming back and certainly, you know, Jed and now Moreland. I mean, we're bringing in a lot of veteran guys that are all about winning. So it just adds to the mix for us.
And how did Rosenthal look in his bullpen session?
I thought I saw the ball a couple times, but it was more hearing it hit the catcher's glove, to tell you the truth. Warms up quick, plays long toss on a line, and obviously he's got a pretty powerful arm. We knew that coming in, but he actually put some eyes on him and, you know, watch how, you know, his delivery and how the ball kind of jumps out of there and then just seems like it picks up speed, you know, all the way to the plate, threw a couple different changeup and a breaking ball. Nice to finally see him in a uniform and throw a bullpen.
Shayna?
Did anyone else stand out today in first live BP on either end?
It was Lizardo right away. I think his first pitch was 98. Not the greatest draw for whoever's hitting in that group. And actually, they had a couple lefties in that group. You know, Caprillion looks completely healthy. He threw the ball well today. Criswell, who was a high pick for us, I think second round pick, you know, those are the type of guys that we're looking for right now and trying to evaluate. Looks like he's got a live arm. He was throwing pretty hard as well and looked like he had better control of his breaking ball than maybe even did in his bullpens. And Birch Smith looked really good today. You know, coming back off injury, you always have a little bit of a concern on how the ball's going to come out. But, you know, similar things that we saw, you know, last year, you know, good high fastball, breaking ball, changeup. It was good to see him have a smile on his face and throw to hitters and come out feeling good about it.
Matt?
Was that Danny Jimenez that pitched a little bit, 81?
Yeah.
Different, and how did he look to you?
Yeah, he throws good. I mean, it's all about throwing strikes for him. So, you know, it's new team. You're a little bit amped up. He had pretty good velo, too, and a good breaking ball like we saw in the bullpen. But yeah, I think, you know, once we get to games, we're going to have a little better idea about him.
Luzardo, was that two ups there? Sorry, I missed the first part. Okay.
Yeah, 230 pitches, 15 and 15.
All right. Oh, Manolo.
Hey, Bob, you already addressed Moreland?
Sure. If you have a question, I can backtrack for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. You know, I was a little. It was the time was changed.
Yeah, I was supposed to be 40. I scooted it up on you. My fault.
No. You're like the Swiss bank. you're always right there. No, I just wanted to know, you know, how important to you is to have a bat like this with you, considering that this is a guy that in the Coliseum, not good to remind you this, 15 home runs in 53 games.
No, I very well remember, and that came up. He's, you know, he's a guy that's killed us over the years. I made the comment that I'm tired of watching him hit balls off that back wall in center field at night games, which, you know, not too many guys do. But adding another veteran guy, and we're probably a little light on left-handed bats, but another veteran that came over here to win, and, you know, so it just kind of rounds out our team and makes us that much better. And he was making the comment earlier too, that all these guys that we brought in here late have been veteran guys who were looking to win. And, you know, that's kind of the theme. So he fits right into the mix of the guys that we've been bringing in here lately.
Janie.
Hi, Bob. Nice to see you.
Hey.
Your bullpen, you've always, I think since you've been here, had some different personalities and a range of veterans and young guys. And how is this one looking to you, and what sort of been your impression watching Romo work these early days, and you know, another guy who you probably saw from across the bay a little bit? So
the personality level jumps up quite a bit with him. I've had several conversations with him. I don't know that anybody has more fun than he does in the game of baseball. And this point in time of his career, it's important. And, you know, he's all business when he's actually performing and doing his thing. And he's a lot of fun and laughter, which adds to, you know, different looks that we have in our bullpen. So, you know, we have different arm angles, we have different velos, we have a lot of different range of guys down there in the bullpen that we can call on. So he fits in really nice. He's got relationship already with Petit and, you know, over the years. And so he feels at home right away. It's nice to have him here.
Is he a good fit for this? You know, the A's way, the kind of fun loving A's who also want to win games, but you know, it's been, this clubhouse has been known for sort of a lighthearted, you know, fun loving group.
Right. Yeah, he brought that up before I did. You know, he was like, you know, we've watched you guys from the other side. You guys like to have fun, so I should fit in. So I didn't even have to go there. He brought it up before even I did. So you're right on point with that.
Matt?
Moreland hasn't done a whole lot of just straight DHing in his career. He's mostly played at first base when he's played. Is that a big transition for somebody who's not maybe too used to DHing on regularly? And is that something that you've talked to him at all yet about?
Not yet about that. But, you know, he's also done a fair amount of pinch hitting too, you know, whether he was sitting on the bench for a lefty and then comes in and has to pinch hit. So that's an acquired taste. Usually veterans are a little bit more able to do that. So it's just like pinch hitting four times and getting more reps. I don't think that's going to be a problem for him.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.